you mentioned a couple of stories there. I'd appreciate it if you'd repeat it. The one about advising your employer to how to go to Memphis and get some money. Be a country boy.
Yeah. And, yeah, that's came from. He's still here. Owned a John Deere place. Owned lots of land down there and everything. He made lots of money.
I wonder if you'd tell me.
Yeah.
Tell that story.
Get it going and I'll tell it to you.
All right. We're all set now. The tape recorder is going.
You want to put it up here? You want to leave it down there?
It's all right down here.
Let me get a little closer to it over here.
Well, no, the microphone's right beside you.
Hit it up there.
Okay. Microphone's right beside
you. All right. All right, like I was telling you now, I was standing on the front out there one day. That was back in the 40s, the ring. A fellow named was a druggist, and he'd bought a piece of land down here. A fellow named with Helen, he bought his land. And in those days, going to Helen, you know, he had to cross on the ferry. And he'd living in there, and he come over here and got married, and he got tired of crossing that ferry, and he sold it to and he needed some more money to buy this John Deere. And he asked me to ride to Memphis with him. I went back, coming on back. He says, Monty, it looks like you know all the rich on Front Street. I said, well, I know lots of them. He said, well, now, you know the men got money and how to do. He says, you know any of them would let me have about $200,000 without just on a note without giving a mortgage? I said, now, let me tell you, that's a $64 question. That's a whole lot of money. I said, we're nothing but country boys, and $250,000, I said, hell, that's a whole lot of money. Yeah, I know it, but I said, I don't want to mortgage everything I got, because he didn't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And coming on back, I told him, I said, now, there ain't but one man I know, and that's the man that's built all these compresses. Now, he's a country boy himself, and he believes in helping country people. I said, now, I hired him to him for 90 days with no contract or nothing, just... And hell, I said, I've been on that ever since. And well, I wanted to quit, but he said, no, keep on. And I said, now he's the only man I know. Go up there tomorrow sometime and just go right across from Lowenstein at his office on that building and tell the elevator boy you want to get off at Mr. T's office. His sign's on his door right over to the right. I said, don't ask anybody, just walk on in there and introduce yourself to him. And I said, now don't pull up a chair, just sit down on his desk and go to talk about hunting. I said, now he loves to bird hunt, he likes to fox hunt and coon hunt, any kind of hunting, he likes it. And I said, now he's got a bunch of hounds and a bunch of bird dogs and he loves to talk to country folks.
You cautioned him not to wear his ring, I
think. Yeah, I said, pull off your damn diamonds now and put them in something at home and just dress up like a damn country boy go up there. Don't act like you're rich or nothing like that. And don't put on no damn airs. Just act country as you can. And tell him what you want. And if he thinks well of you, he'll help you. If you don't, he'll tell you right now, no, he don't want to have no part of it. So the next morning he did. He did just like I said, wasn't it? Talked to him about 30 minutes about hunting and things like that. And they finally got around to tell him what he wanted. He said, well, now, I'll tell you. That's out of my line. But I believe you're all right, and if you got that land at that price down there and going to buy this John Deere, you're going to need some money, and I'll be glad to help you. And he had a boy down there in the office down there. He said, I'll take you down there and introduce you to this boy, and I'll tell him to let you have $250,000. He carried him on down there. Nuffley, boy's name. He's an old man now. And carried him in there, and he said, Norfleet, this is a good man down to him, got land and everything. I want you to let him have $250,000 and pay it back by the year. Any way he wants to pay it back, let him pay it back. It might take him a year, 2 years, or 5 years, I don't know, but he'll pay you. And he said, well, you want him to have it? And Mr. Hill said, yeah. He said, well, I'll let him have it. Just bring me a list of his stuff. I said, I don't want no mortgage, just give me his note. And then he said, take it like you want. If you want $50,000 to